Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello and welcome to The Best Football Show. I am Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL. Come find me on any of the platforms, Instagram, Twitter, X, Threads, YouTube, you name it. NFL Network, I'm on there almost daily right now. And come find us on your free Odyssey app, The Best Football Show. You can download it, like it, subscribe, all that good stuff. So we are going through that process with just over 2 weeks to go before the draft, where we're just kind of analyzing division by division, all eight divisions in the NFL. And we started with the NFC West yesterday. And today we want to get to the rest of the NFC West, Seattle and to Arizona. We had covered San Francisco with the Rams. And now let's get to Seattle, the rebuilt Seattle Seahawks. I don't know if they're rebuilding, but they're definitely in transition mode. Mike McDonald comes in for the legendary Pete Carroll. Kind of caught everybody by surprise when that decision was made. John Schneider, the general manager, done an excellent job drafting. Is still in place. Personnel people still in place. They have drafted well. Seattle was 9-8 last year, kind of lost their way a little bit. Geno Smith didn't have quite the same year as a year ago, but there's a lot of changes. Mike McDonald brings a lot of college coaches to his staff. He was a former linebacker coach, defense coordinator with the Michigan Wolverines under Jim Harbaugh, went and played for Jim's brother and was the played. He went and coached the last 2 years, number one defense in football with Jim's brother, John, in Baltimore, and they were outstanding. And so you look at the staff, and I think it's very interesting that Ryan Grubb was his choice as offensive coordinator. He's never coached in the NFL, but he's coached throughout college, a variety of positions. But most recently, he was on Kalen DeBoer's staff at Washington. And at the last 2 years, he coached Michael Penix Jr. and Rome Odunze and Jalen Polk and Jalen McMillan. And they had the best passing offense, the best deep passing offense in all of college football. I don't even think it's debatable. They were 14-0 this year before they lost to Michigan. Michael Penix flourished in the offense, but it was bombs away. And so you look at this, and I don't know if Geno Smith is going to play that style and if, you know, Ryan Grubb is going to play that style where you take your shots one after another, any game you want to watch. Watch Washington against Texas, the ball's going down the field. So, but if you think about it, you got Geno Smith and Sam Howell, who they picked up, you know, from Washington, who has just started 18 straight games in this league, and he's got a big NFL arm, was sacked a bunch and hurried a bunch in Washington, and they've made a change with their coaching change and everything that they're doing in Washington. So, you know, Seattle flushed out, you know, a backup quarterback to go to the New York Giants, and they bring in Sam Howell. So Geno Smith gets the job. He's been pretty good. But if you think about DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and you want to throw down the ball down the field, that's a pretty good trio. That's a pretty good trio if you want to go deep, just the way the University of Washington did. So it's just something to kind of think about. You know, they have been rebuilding this offensive line for a while. You know, they had drafted Charles Cross, a Big Eight Lucas, 2 years ago. Last year, they get Olu from Michigan. They get the right guard out of LSU, Bradford. They kind of put their offensive line together. So defensively, one of the reasons why I think there is a coaching change is they weren't very good defensively. They were 25th ranked defense last year. Both starting linebackers, Jordan Brooks, Bobby Wagner, are gone. Both starting safeties, Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs, are gone. There looks like there is a need. Now, they went out in free agency and they picked up Terrell Dotson from Buffalo and Jerome Baker from Miami to be the interior linebackers. Their pass rush, Boye Mafe, going into his third year, had his best year. He improved. He had 9 sacks last year. Jerron Reed's been a solid player. Darrell Taylor from Tennessee, like probably 4 years ago. They're pretty good. But if you think about the Baltimore Ravens and what Mike McDonald did defensively in Baltimore, they led the league in sacks. And Justin Matabike, in his second year, flourished. Pro Bowl player. And they were kind of built around his interior push and his suddenness in the pass rush, stopping the run game. And so, you know, you look at what Seattle is right now and how they can compete in the NFC West. I believe offensively they have a chance to be pretty good, especially with Ryan Grubb at offense coordinator. So what Mike McDonald does is he plays this matchup zone defense. One of the reasons why I think the safeties are gone, Quandre Diggs along with Jamal, because their safeties got to cover. They match you up after the ball is snapped. They give you a pre-snap look, ball gets snapped, you wait for these route combination takes place, and you match up against it. Safety's got to be able to cover. You got to be able to match up. So I think that, you know, if you look at Witherspoon, you look at Tariq Woolen, I think they're pretty good. You look at Kobe Bryant, they're pretty good at corner. I mean, they got their two outside guys, and they got their interior Kobe Bryant. I think they need defensive line help for sure to try to get after quarterbacks, to get after, you know, Matt Stafford, to get after Brock Purdy. And so I would expect with the 16th pick, they could do a lot of things. There's a lot of speculation, and I'm amongst those that have speculated that with their 16th pick in the first round, they don't have a second round pick. But with their 16th pick, I feel like if Michael Penix was there, it would make a lot of sense. I mean, I think Michael Penix is second best quarterback in this whole draft. I have no qualms about saying that. I have been saying that after Caleb Williams. I've been saying that Michael Penix is second best quarterback. And, oh, by the way, Ryan Grubb coached him for 2 years at Washington. That I could put that link together, and then you go, okay, well, there's Geno and Sam Howell there. Okay. You know, if you can upgrade any position, you upgrade it. It's a consideration. But, you know, with no second-round pick, and I think this is a draft that there's going to be a lot of good players taking the second round. I could see John Schneider working the board, fielding offers for who, I don't know. But if you wanted to drop down, you know, 16 down into the 20s, you know, and gain a second-round pick, you could do that. They have a third-round pick and 2 fourth-round picks. I feel like the defensive front, I know, you know, Leonard Williams is coming back and Mafe and Taylor are pretty good, but I think they need a real star, young star defensive lineman. Who knows? If Dallas Turner was available, could you pass him up? If Jared Verse was available at 16, could you pass him up? You know, if you could get a second round pick, could you go get yourself an inside linebacker like Peyton Wilson at North Carolina State or Edgerrin Cooper at Texas A&M? I feel like that's the sweet spot, you know, the first half of the second round at inside linebacker. So those are some of, I think, the – and then I think you could look at offensive guard, not with the 16th pick, but I think you could look at guard. You know, you got Bradford, you got Olu. You know, this is a good – you know, like Cooper Beebe, second round. You know, can Graham Barton play guard? Yeah, absolutely. You could upgrade the offensive line here in this draft as well. So that's Seattle. Mike McDonald, best of luck, replacing a legend in Pete Carroll. And then you get to the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, look, Jonathan Gannon had a rough first year. Monty Austin Fort had a tough first year.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But they knew that. They knew that going in, that, you know, Kyler Murray was on the mend. He wasn't going to play the first half of the season. And they threw some quarterbacks in there, Joshua Dobbs. But if you look, really watch Arizona play, they were very competitive. And probably out of the 17 games, they were highly competitive in 12 of them. And they, remember, they beat the Dallas Cowboys. They went to Philly and whipped Philadelphia. They went to Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh. James Conner had a homecoming back in Pittsburgh, had a good day. James Conner was a really good player last year. Averaged 5 yards a carry, had over 1,000 yards, kind of rebuilt their offensive line. Paris Johnson Jr. came in. You know, Froholt at center came in. Will Hernandez at right guard started every game. And, you know, I think they really did a good job. Now, I think there's a lot of different things that's going on here. Like, A, they ran the ball very well last year. Kyler played good. I didn't play great, but he played good. But, look, Trey McBride was their best receiver. He had 81 catches. It looked like the offense went through their tight end, Trey McBride, who looks like he had a breakout season last year. Look, he had 81 catches last year. I can see Trey McBride getting 100. And then defensively, look, they weren't very good. They were 31st-ranked defense. You know, they make no bones about it. They're just trying to find players. Kazir White came in. Free agent for Philly came with Jonathan Gannon, played great until he got hurt. I mean, played great. Was amongst the leaders in tackles in this league until, you know, he got knocked out. They went out and got three interior defensive linemen. All right, Bilal Nichols, Kyrus Tongan, you know, and Justin Jones. I mean, quality players, but not elite players. And they've got Zaven Collins, who they moved to the outside linebacker, along with Dennis Gardeck, who led the team in sacks with 6. They need help on defense. They need help on defense for sure. Now, let's look at the draft for the Arizona Cardinals. They have the most draft capital of any team in this draft. They've got 11 picks. They've got 2 in the first round. They got the 4th pick, and they got the 27th pick. Now, I don't think anybody doesn't believe that quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3. And who knows? Maybe New England trades out and somebody trades in with them. I don't think anybody doesn't believe that the quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3. And if Arizona wants to trade out, they might go 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just that kind of a draft. And that's what a lot of people are saying. So Arizona's sitting there at 4. They need receivers in the worst way. They just lost, you know, Elijah Moore. They lost Hollywood Brown. They got Trey McBride. They need receivers. Now, there's Marvin Harrison Jr. is right there. There was a time when Arizona was going to a Super Bowl, and they had Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. And, you know, it was as good a 1-2 punch as it was in pro football for quite a stretch. They were a fantastic duo. Could they get Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4? There won't be a single fan in Arizona that wouldn't be happy with that pick. Now, you could trade out of there and get more capital and maybe – get Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers and help out your offensive line and start addressing the defense. So, you know, they've got 6 of the first 90 picks. 6. Like Paris Johnson Jr. was a good pick last year. I think he played every snap for the Cardinals last year at right tackle. Good kid. Good kid, good player. Played better than I thought he would play. You know, Monty Osvort showed that he can draft. Fine. So the Arizona Cardinals could make a big jump from a 4-win team, 4-13 a year ago with, like I said, upsets, Philly, Dallas, Pittsburgh. They play hard for Jonathan Gannon. I like watching him play. I like watching him compete. The game's got away from him at the end, but they need defensive players. Let's face it, I love the safety tandem of Buda Baker and Jalen Thompson. They're amongst the best in the league. They got, you know, corners. They got corners. They drafted one last year. It's pretty good. But they need defensive line help. They need linebackers. They need corners. They need receivers. I don't know in what order. They drafted Michael Wilson last year in the third round at Stanford, who's a big receiver, not exceptionally fast, but he's got a big catch radius. All right. So James Conner was awesome last year. They ran the ball well. They just need to keep building. You know, Trey McBride is a building block. Paris Johnson Jr. is a building block. You know, I mean, you can go through the roster and you can find building blocks for this football team. And that's what they're concentrating on. So I think when you look at this draft, like Arizona needs to come away. They got six of the first 90 picks. They need to come away with three starters, maybe four, because they might draft two receivers, and they could both start. And we've seen receivers come into this business and have great success right away. They more than likely will draft two wide receivers. So you got six of the first 90, and you got depth at receiver, depth on the offensive line, a good cornerback class, maybe not elite, but a good cornerback class. I could see some of those positions taken where they could upgrade some of those positions. And so I think Arizona is on the way up because of how hard they play. I like the general manager, Monty Osford. I think him and Jonathan Gannon work real well together. So I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see this seven rounds and where Arizona picks and what they do. Because really there's some people that I'll finish with this here today. If the quarterbacks go chalk, 1, 2, 3, and let's just say it goes chalk, literally Chicago, Caleb, you know, Washington, Jaden, Drake, and New England, Jaden, Drake. Let's just say it goes chalk. The draft might start at number 4. Does somebody want the fourth, you know, quarterback? Does somebody want the first offensive lineman? Does somebody want the first wide receiver? So Arizona, you know, if you're Arizona right now, you're fielding every call before the draft. And once they're on the, you know, and depending on what happens, 1, 2, and 3, like you're working the phones. You're working the phones and you're going to try and get the best deal and maximize your picks the best you can. Like they're going to be a fun team to really follow and watch in this draft. That's been the NFC West. I'm Brian Baldinger. Come find me every day this week. I'll be breaking down divisions. And next week, I'll be breaking down really the top 5 players at every position. And this year, for the first time, I'm going to be breaking down slot receivers and slot corners since they're basic starters in this league right now. So thanks for joining me. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.